What are we up to here?
You said enough.
What are we up to
here? I'm Rabbi Bar Shiva.
Zion? I'm an olive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're getting into plain geometry over here. Okay, Omar Rabo Bar Shila. Who wants to read?
Maybe read.
I'll read.
Matt, all right, we haven't heard from you in a while. Go ahead.
Omar Rabo Bar Shila. Omar Rav Chista. Levena Zakufa Bershus Harabim. Vazarak Vatach Bifneha. Vatach Bifneha Chayev Al Gava Pater. Right.
Okay, I would be
talk with that, all right.
Okay. Because Agaba's not really tough.
Right.
So, what was it?
The tough before that, it's stuck to its side. Or it's on top of it. So, what's a brick? What's the significance of a brick?
Okay, so...
I'm not sure of you, right?
Right.
Stam Levena, Rashi says, is what?
Orcha v'rachva shlosha. V'ein la'aveha shir. Right? So it's thickness. There's no particular shear for the thickness.
So it's length and its width is 3. Okay, but its thickness, there's no standard for the thickness. There's a standard for the length and the width, but there's no standard measure for the thickness.
Yishmein avos v'yishmein tacos.
Some are thick and some are thin. Okay. Some are thick and some are thin. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Rashi says, V'tach al p'neha, k'gon d'vela shmena otit.
What would you say it means, though? How would you say that this brick is situated? Levena zekufa.
Does it mean upright?
Yeah.
Standing up. Means, right. Let's say this is the brick. Yitzi, may I use your...
Absolutely.
So this is three. This is the standard, 3x3. And this is the unknown, right? So how is it?
Standing on the unknown.
Right, on the unknown?
Right.
Okay, that's what I would think too, right? Okay.
You mean the height's unknown, you mean?
No.
The thickness is on. The thickness is never known. You never know what the thickness is, right? But is it lying on its length and width? Right? Or is it standing on the thickness? This is what I'm calling the thickness.
Okay. The fact that it says if it lands on top of it, then it's putter, right? Then Abai has to come and qualify that.
No, if you were laying bricks, right. You would definitely be laying them with the length and the width parallel to the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Levi, you have any? Can you envision this?
Yep.
I'm impressed. Okay, so
why would the length and the width be parallel? Would the thickness be parallel?
I'm talking about the surfaces. I'm only speaking in terms of surfaces. So there's a plane. There's a plane that the length and the width makes, right? And there's a plane that the thickness makes, right? You can say it makes 4 planes, but I don't care. Pick any one. Right. The length and the width is over here, the top. Right? That's making a plane parallel to the earth.
I would think the other way.
You don't like my terminology? Or you
I would think the brick would be...
You think the brick would be standing up?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a brick house?
Yeah, have you ever seen a brick house?
This is a 3x3 brick. The brick...
It's a 3x3 brick, but the thickness is unknown. The thickness is different. Is different.
So therefore, that could be. I mean, all right.
The thin part is usually facing down.
No, the
like
brick's
this.
Over here. Oh, wait, that doesn't.
Okay. All right. But anyway, this one is what is standing up. It says. Okay, go ahead.
So we're saying it is like that.
No.
It's like the book. Is it like the book, or is it on its
like
thickness?
This right now?
It's like that. Okay, let's keep an open mind. Okay, that's all I want to do is to show you there are different ways of looking at it. I'm not here to conclude. Go ahead.
So you v'tach al p'neha kagon d'vela shmina otit.
Right.
Chayev.
Chayev. All right, let's keep going.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, did I have to hang?
I think you just hung up on him. I think that was the about to say there's a phone up
there.
That's why the ringer was different.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
So if it lands, if it's stuck to the side, you're chayev. Go ahead.
All right. So he says, Rashi says,
keep going. I want to do
more.
Yeah. Al gaba.
Al gaba pater.
Now, by rov, the mitzvah vayu. What?
The who should gavoha shlosha.
The who should gavoha shlosha.
Right. Lo darsi lo rabin.
So now, how do you think the brick is situated?
Well, it has to be that it's three up.
What?
The who should gavoha shlosha. Correct.
Yeah.
It's definitely high. But which way is it lying?
Huh? Well, since we don't know how big this is,
it must be that there's three tefachim.
It's lying definitely this way.
Well, if it's this way, then we know there's three, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it's this way, why would the buyer have to say it's a stone brick? It's just three.
Yeah. Oh,
you're saying
meaning
if it's three.
It's like this.
Now the brick is a cube. Now the brick is a cube.
At least.
We need a cube.
3 by 3 by 3. Right? A cube.
Why do you say that?
Because why would they have to say that it has to be three? It's a stone brick. It's three.
And how is this?
I hear it, right?
Why does Rashi have to say a stone brick is three? Why is he saying that for?
Okay. And then
they're like, well, in this case, it has to be three. So, but if it's a regular brick, of course it's three. Therefore, we're not talking about the unknown, must be three.
They're saying in this case.
Find me a cube. What's your text?
They're just saying in general that in order to be puzzled, it has to be on three. So, given that case, it has to be this way.
Rashi is just saying it's 3 by 3 because he wants to make sure that what? That the size is not a makom dalal al dalal. Right? He's learning the size is not a makom dalal al dalal.
Right.
But it's lying flat. Now, by a rabbi say, but it has to be a high brick.
So if it's a standard brick that's on the way that we initially
thought it
was.
Standard brick, the way we initially thought, what would by a rabbi wouldn't have to say anything?
Right, because it would automatically be 3.
Automatically, yeah. It'd be 3.
It's a brick.
It's a brick. Say, give me 2 by 4. Make sure it's 2 and 4. They're not really 2 by 4. Okay, fine. But, you don't like it? Not my shot. Not my shot. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right.
Doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter for us.
Right, so now the Rashi.
Just seeing a question of shot.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Rashi says, Chayev im zarak dala amos. To have a kmunach versus Robin.
Okay, so if you throw what?
Piece of gum, let's say.
If you throw something, right, the fat develo. What's the develo? Is it a fig?
Big cake, right?
A fig? Yeah. If you throw the fat fig, that's sticky. Very sticky. Right? Against the brick, then you're chayev. If it went dalad amos. Why? Because it landed in Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. Because as long as it's lower than Yud Tfachim, it's part of the Rosh
Hashanah.
Provided it lands lower than 3 Tfachim, because then it's considered what?
Like the karka itself.
Then it's considered that it landed directly on the ground.
Oh, ba'avir. Kihai de nidbaka bakoso.
Or it landed where?
In the air.
In the air.
That's it, if it's above 3
tefachim. It doesn't, what?
Yeah, in the right.
It either has to land within 3 tefachim.
Right.
To be
right,
like on the karka.
That means it's in the karka. Or it lands in the air.
Which is above 3 tefachim.
Right. So how does it land in the air? Like this case right here.
Right.
That it's stuck. I'm sorry, like the case of where it's stuck on the wall, right? This is not a kosel, this is just a brick.
Uh-huh.
But, now here, Mistavra, it would be landing within 3. Rashi is just deciding to give you a lot of information over here,
uh-huh.
Right? That if it were to land on the side of a wall, below 10 tefachim and above 3 tefachim, it would have a din of being in the avir. Okay? Like later on. Hazorik dalad amos, right?
Right. Hazorik dalad amos b'kosal al matam yod tefachim kazorik ba'aretz b'chayev.
That if you throw something, and over there also the Gemara says it's a sticky thing. If you throw something dalad amos, and it lands on the kosel, right? So if it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's like you threw it dalet amos on the ground.